a most amazing thing. A picture window just suddenly lurched open in the past. And what we're seeing here is the biggest marsupial that ever lived in the world, a 3-ton monster that was walking around in this land maybe 50,000, somewhere between 50,000 and 2 million years ago. And this was its last stand. This giant has very worn teeth. This may have been it. It may have thought, eternity, here I come. And it drops in the last mud puddle in the area, and it becomes this extraordinary fossil. What we think has happened is that the carcass probably started to decompose, as things do when they fall in the bush. But before it actually fully decomposed, when maybe there was still skin around it, it ended up settling in, and the bones shifted around a bit in it. So it's like a sack. It's a Christmas present here, all wrapped up for us. All the bones are not necessarily in their right position, but probably the whole skeleton of this giant is in this one spot where it fell maybe 50,000 years ago, and just one little bone was sticking out. And as Hank and the team were walking past here last year, they saw this thing sticking out, and it was an arm bone. What they didn't know was that in the cliff, the arm bone actually was connected to a shoulder blade. And there it sits, this gigantic shoulder blade across the ribs and the backbones. And the pelvis, that's the odd thing. You can see this huge pelvis, bigger than a bullock would have, sort of smeared up over top of the scapula. So the whole thing was kind of like accordioned. You know, somebody took both ends of this giant sack of bones and shook it around and then put it gently down here for us to find in this fashion. Mercifully for us, the stink is gone, but I imagine when this thing was here, it smelled, and what was attracted to that smell was a giant goanna. This thing could have been as much as about 7 or 8 meters in length. It had poison in its saliva, but in this case, it didn't have to use it. But what we found right at the end of the carcass was a huge tooth of this goanna. So in its savage tearing apart of the carcass, it must have torn one of its teeth out, and that was a telltale sign left with all of these bones to remind us of the dynamic way in which animals that die normally get dealt with. They don't get wasted. And somewhere there's a descendant of that giant goanna that still remembers that lovely dinner it had 50,000 years ago. What now, we hope is that underneath all those bones, perhaps protected by all of them, when they're removed, we'll find the skull of this animal as well. The teeth have been found up at the end of this diprotodon, and it's just possible that that superb treasure is just waiting now till we get these first lots lifted off. Well, for me, it's every single find like this puts another piece in the puzzle. And what I love about these at the moment is this huge controversy about whether people killed these giant animals. It's a blood controversy. The antagonists in this area are clawing at each other. They come away from their meetings and they're all dripping blood from fighting with each other. And there has been a dominance of this view that people killed everything. And we're thinking, the other side, if you like, is thinking, that doesn't make sense. Why would you kill to the point of extinction the things that you depended on for your food? You use what you need and you leave the rest. And that's what hunter-gatherers have done all around the world. So every time we find something like this, for example, there is no spear point lodged in any of these bones. There are no cuts to suggest people were savaging or butchering this carcass. So it's another piece in the puzzle that drops in, and this one is an extremely rare, complete individual.